to do my reading for today, and then you open the scripture and you just feel like you've fallen into a great big puffy down bed. Just, and you're just there, and it feels so good, and you can just relax in the Word of God because it is so rich and so warm and so wonderful, just like our God. Is that how you see God? That's how we should see God. That's how He wants us to see Him, is someone who is there for us. In the worst times, and I don't know how many of you have had some worst times during the last week, but, you know, we do go through some hard things in life, hard things in relationships with people, or you're praying for the will of God in somebody's life, and you see them walk in the opposite direction instead of the direction they should be going, and that just causes a burden over you. Well, there's some place to take that burden. And some of us go through that with our families from time to time, when there's a family member, and we are so burdened for them because we see them walking in the wrong direction, and then we get frustrated and we have problems with our walk with the Lord too. Well, there's always an answer. And the psalm for today, Psalm 34, is just kind of one of those psalms that you can run into. And I've picked out some selections from the psalm. I didn't pick every verse, just some verses. Join me in spreading the news. Together, let's get the word out. God met me more than halfway. He freed me from my anxious fears. Isn't that like a big feather bed? He just freed me. I can just sit here and relax. Look at Him. Give Him your warmest smile.
That's great.
Never hide your feelings from Him. There is the key. Don't hide from God. He knows what you're going through. He knows the consternation in your own heart. He knows how burdened you are for other people. He knows exactly the relational difficulty that you're having. So don't hide from Him. Run to Him and show Him your feelings. It's okay. When I was desperate, I called out, and God got me out of a tight spot. Amen. And He can do that. God's angel sets up a circle of protection around us while we pray. I like that too. A circle of protection all around us. As we're praying, just think there's angels all around us. Amen. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Yeah, He is. Amen. Blessed are you who run to Him. Worship God if you want the best. Worship opens doors to all His goodness. Amen. When we're worshiping Him, something happens in our countenance. Something happens inside of us, and we get changed as we're worshiping Him. Let's stand and let's say that last verse together. Blessed are you who run to Him. Worship God if you want the best. Worship opens doors to all His goodness. And that's one of the keys of the kingdom, isn't it?
Worship
opens doors to all His goodness. Let's do it, Pastor Kevin.
Amen.